What's happening, Marion? This is Pastor Craig. Welcome to the show. And this is your 411 for what's going on. What's happening, Marion? Yes, we're going to cover what is happening from now until next weekend. So you'll know what's going on. And you can plan your outings on things you hear today. So get it. Make sure you have a pencil and paper handy, or pen, something to write with, because we got a lot of stuff going on, and that's to be expected. This is Labor Day weekend, and I'm sure many of you are probably planning to have a cookout, or planning to go to a cookout, or maybe you're having a little family get together, going to a family get together. But there's a lot of other things going on in Marion, and actually we're going to kind of cover the Marion area and stretch that area a little bit as far as things that are going on, because a couple of the things that I'm going to cover are in neighboring counties, but they're really big, large attractions that I know a lot of people travel to. So, hey, there's a lot of stuff going on. So, let's get started. If you were doing the Marion's Amazing Treasures that was sponsored by the Visitors Bureau, 2023 Marion's Amazing Treasures, you need to get your cards turned in if you were keeping track on a card that they provided. The cards need to be turned in by September 11th. If you mail them in, they must be postmarked by September 7th. And the drawing for prizes is going to be on September 15th. So if you were doing the Marion's Amazing Treasures, don't forget to get your card turned in. All right. Tonight, Friday night, this is the first Friday of the month, so tonight, Friday night, there is a free community meal, and that's happening at Shining Light Baptist Church. And Shining Light Baptist Church is the church that sits right there on the point at Mount Vernon and Church. 6 o'clock, everyone's welcome. It's dine-in, but you can also get it to go. So that's tonight at 6 o'clock. Also tonight, Friday night, at the Marion Palace Theater, they are going to be showing the movie Oppenheimer. And it's the story of J. Robert Oppenheimer, who was the lead man working on the Manhattan Project, which was the project during World War II that developed the atomic bomb. So that is on available tonight at the Marion Palace Theater at 7:30. There also will be showings tomorrow at 2 and 7:30. And Sunday they will be showing at 2 and 7:30. And the 2 o'clock Sunday matinee will have open captions. Now, I guess if you're a person that needs open captions, you know what that means. I know what closed captioning is. I wasn't familiar with this. Maybe it's the same thing. I don't know. Technology changes. Anyway, $5 to see the movie Oppenheimer at the Palace Theater. All right. Going on already this week is the Richwood Independent Fair in Richwood, Ohio. It's been going on since Monday, but it goes all the way through Labor Day weekend. So it is today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. So you've got 4 days left to go to the Richwood Independent Fair in Richwood. And they got a lot of the kind of stuff that you get at these county fairs. There's showings of animals, and there's the midway, and all that kind of stuff. The price is $10 admission. That does not include the rides. And let's see, today, Friday, they have a lot of the shows of animals at 5 o'clock tonight. there is a bluegrass band playing. At 7 o'clock tonight is the Demolition Derby in the grandstands. And I know Demolition Derbies are very, very popular with people. So if you weren't aware or you hadn't a chance to go to the Richwood Independent Fair, you can go tonight, catch their Demolition Derby. Tomorrow, Saturday at 5 o'clock, is their Tough Trucks. That's become kind of a thing in the last few years at county fairs, Tough Trucks. Sunday, 4 o'clock, is the parade in the grandstands. And Sunday night at dusk is the fireworks. So you can catch fireworks Sunday night. And then Monday is free admission all day. So here's something you can do on Labor Day. It won't cost you anything. Well, won't cost you anything to get it in, but once you're in, you may have to buy something. But, you know, go for free on Monday, and they have harness racing in the grandstand. So, all that is what's going on at the Richwood Independent Fair. By the way, I try to mention this every week, and I'll make sure I mention it now so I don't forget. But if your organization is putting on an event and you want me to mention it here, just call 419-210-0267, and I'll say it again in a minute, and leave me a message. You'll get, you know, a recording asking you to leave a message. Just leave the message as far as the name of your organization and the date that you're having an event and what exactly your event is, and we'll get it on the air here. So again, that's 419-210-0267. All right, tomorrow, Saturday, is the Fall Craft Show at the Marion Center Mall. It is from 10 until 4. There is no charge to get in, and they have multiple vendors there, so again, that's the Fall Craft Show. And, you know, I'm sure they probably got a lot of Halloween things and fall kind of things. And it is September, so we may begin seeing some Christmas crafts. Don't know, but you know how those things always kind of creep out at this time of the year. So that's at the Marion Center Mall tomorrow, Fall Craft Show, 10 to 2. All right. Also on Saturday is a Harvest Day Dog Day. Lawrence Orchards at 2634 Smeltzer Road. Every Saturday from now until I think it's the end of October, maybe it's even early November, has Harvest Day. Last week they did bands, high school marching bands. Tomorrow they are partnering with the Marion Humane Society for Dog Day, Dog Adoption Day. Come and see some of the dogs that they have there. And, you know, nothing against pet stores, but if you are wanting to get a dog, check out the Humane Society first before you go to a pet store. So this is at the Lawrence Orchards on Smeltzer Road. That's from 10 to 5. Come see the dogs. And they also will have Wagner Farm Pork Concessions there, providing food. And just some of the other things coming up, I would suggest you check out their information. They have one of the coming Saturdays, they're going to have a scarecrow day. They're going to have a scavenger hunt. They're going to have an apple fest. They're going to have a red truck day. They're going to have apple butter and horseradish day. And normally, I do not plug businesses on this. I try to stay away from plugging a specific business that is doing things. But these are have, you know, kind of a wide appeal, and you can attend their things without an obligation to buy anything or spend any money with them at all. So I say check it out. That's the Lawrence Orchards. That's a hard thing for me to say. All right. Caledonia Farmers Market. This goes on every week. It's been going on every week. I know most of you are familiar with it, but just a reminder, the Caledonia Farmers Market in the public square in Caledonia, and it's from 10 to 1 tomorrow, so check it out. Man, the tomatoes are really good. This is the time of year when the tomatoes are really coming on strong. I mean, they've been coming for the last few weeks, but I mean, they're really good right now. Really delicious. Of course, you can get cucumbers, peppers, all kinds of things. All right. Also, tomorrow, Saturday, the Fly Wheels 3rd Annual Car Show. And that'll be in Prospect at the Prospect Park. They start registering cars at 10 o'clock, and registration is up until noon. And then awards will be awarded at 2:30. So basically from mid-morning to mid-afternoon is the Flywheels 3rd Annual Car Show in Prospect Park. They are going to have a 50-50 drawing. There'll be a DJ there playing music. They say there's going to be some vendors there with some crafts. You're going to have an opportunity for food. So it's a car show, but they also got some other things going on. So that's going on tomorrow in Prospect. Tomorrow, Farmers Market in LaRue. 350 North High Street in downtown LaRue, and it's from 9 to 2, and that goes through October. That's one of those every Saturday kind of things. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, September 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, is the Swappers Day in Johnstown. It is at 7357 Sportman Club Road in Johnstown. And I know this always draws people from outside of Johnstown. I mean, when I lived in Delaware, actually when I lived in Sunbury, we went a couple of times. And it draws a lot of people. And I know there are people around here that will make the trip over to Johnstown. If you've never done it and you want something different, I recommend it. It's from 9 to 6 those days. It is $6 admission to get in. It is one of the oldest and largest flea markets or Swappers Day. And there are over 750 vendors. So if you've never been, it's a big deal. And if you have been, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So that is all this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, in Johnstown. Sunday only, Sunday, September 3rd, Joy in the Park. It's in Lincoln Park at the John White Shelter, and it's being put on by the Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance, or IMA. What it is, basically, it's a fundraiser for their Marion's Adopt-A-Family. The Adopt-A-Family is an initiative that they have to provide things to families that are going through hard times during Christmas. So this is their fundraiser. They have 5 different groups of musicians and performers that are performing. There'll be a couple of small auctions there going on. And this is between 2 and 5. So from 2 to 5, the Joy in the Park at Lincoln Park on Sunday. Monday, Labor Day, September 4th. Monday is the Labor Day Flea Market on the Sunbury Square. And that's put on by the Sunbury Kiwanis. And they've been doing that for a long time. It's from 8 to 4. There's plenty of vendors there. There's concessions. There's crafts. There's all kinds of things going on. And I have attended that one a couple of years. I've been on both sides of the vendors' booths. I've been there just participating as a customer and a onlooker, and I've also participated in the vendors' booths. So they get a good crowd there. They get a really good crowd there. And that is in Sunbury on the Square Monday. Now, if you are like thinking like me, and you wait until Monday, you can take in first the flea market in Sunbury, and then you can go just a few miles out the road to Johnstown and catch the Johnstown Swappers Day. So just a thought. This just a thought. You can kill two birds with one stone there. Tuesday, 5 p.m., the Epworth United Methodist Church has their free neighborhood meal. Everyone is welcome. And they're at 249 East Center Street. So again, that's Tuesday at 5 p.m. Also on Tuesday, September 5th, is Teen Dungeons and Dragons at the Marion Public Library. It is from 3:15 until 5 o'clock. It is for ages 11 to 18, and all levels of skill are welcome. So if you're just a teenager or a young teenager and you want to get interested in Dungeons and Dragons and you want to go find out, it's for very, very beginners. It's for intermediate players and it's for advanced players. Again, all levels of skill welcome. So that's Tuesday from 3:15 to 5 o'clock at the Marion Public Library. Also on Tuesday at the Marion Public Library, while we're talking about it, a fiction book discussion at 6 o'clock. And come on in and discuss various books. Now, they have a schedule. If you're interested, you might want to check with them for their schedule. But they have planned, and this is the first Tuesday of every month, and they have a schedule of what books they're going to be discussing every month. So it's kind of a planned thing. So if you're interested in a fiction book discussion, that's this Tuesday at 6 o'clock at the Marion Public Library. Wednesday, September 6th, evening story time at the Marion Public Library. And it's for children 9 and younger. And it's an evening of story time, crafts, music, rhyming, and some interactive dancing. So that's for children 9 and younger, Wednesday from 5 to 5:45. Thursday, September 7th. We're still talking the Marion Public Library. It is story time. This they have every Thursday. It is two of them. There's a story time at 10 to 10:30, and then again at 11 to 11:30. And it's for preschool age and younger. And they do songs and rhyming and activities and stories. So that is on Thursday. Thursday, Downtown Farmers Market, and it's 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's on the corner of Church and Main. So that's, again, that's every Thursday, and it's going to be again this Thursday, and Downtown Farmers Market. All right. Probably everybody out there who lives in Marion or pays attention to what's going on, Marion, knows that next weekend is the Popcorn Festival. And it starts on Thursday, so that's why I'm mentioning it now. It is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday next week, September 7th, 8th, and 9th. and that is the Popcorn Festival. So it is from 11 a.m. to midnight, and let's see. Oh, okay. I got my notes out of order here. Sorry about that. All right. So Thursday, I'm going to talk about Thursday because that's going to happen before I have another show. Next Friday, I'll be talking about what's going on Friday and what's going on Saturday. But I thought I'd let you know about Thursday since you won't hear from me before then. So Thursday is on the main stage. And the main stage, if you're new to this, is in the city parking lot at Church and Prospect Street. Okay? The city parking lot at Church and Prospect Street. The main stage Thursday night at 8:30 is Old School. And I guess I got from looking at the picture that they do old school hip-hop, like from the 90s. Their picture, they look like they're a bunch of rappers, but it says they're doing hip-hop, so okay, they're hip-hop artists. Anyway, they're on at 8:30 Thursday night, and they have an opening act called Almost Chili Peppers, which is a tribute band or whatever that plays, you know, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. So that's Thursday night. Also Thursday at the Community Showcase stage. And the Community stage is the one that is all the way down at the west end of Center Street. It's at the far west end of what's going on at the Popcorn Festival. And they will have music there and speakers there. Now, I was not able to get a list of specific acts that'll be there Thursday, but they will have groups and music, and it is being run by it's a combination of people that are running it, but it's going to be Christian groups and Christian speakers down there at the Community Showcase stage. Then on the Poppin' Party stage, which if you're not familiar with that, the Poppin' Party stage is in the parking lot between Charleston Place and RHAM, which is on West Center Street. And so that's where the Poppin' Party stage is. And they have a group called Hard Drive that'll be performing from 7 till 11. The Popcorn Festival, did I mention? I don't know if I did. The hours are 11 a.m. every day till midnight, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Now, I will give you a heads up that the parade, because I know how that's a big deal, is the Popcorn Festival parade. The parade is on Friday night from 6 to 9. And, you know, early in the day, Friday, people are already setting their chairs out along the parade route. And so if you want to get in on that, setting your chairs out for the parade route, here is the parade route. The parade starts on East Center Street at Euler Road. It heads west towards the downtown on Center Street. It turns left on State Street and then turns left again on Church Street. And then it ends at the point of Church and Mount Vernon. It ends at the point there, you know, kind of like where the Shining Light Baptist Church is. So that is the parade route. Again, it starts on Center Street, heads downtown on Center Street, turns left on State Street, and then turns left on Church Street, ending at the point. So that is the official parade route for the Popcorn Festival. And I know, I think it was last year where it was up in the air, or maybe it was 2 years ago. I'm not sure, but it was up in the air, or it got changed at the last minute, and there was a lot of confusion. So they're very clear about this is the parade route this year. All right, and I want to mention again that tickets are still on sale. for the Meet and Dine with the Presidents of the United States. This is a dinner being held Saturday, November 4th. It's being sponsored by the Marion Historical Society. And it's at All Occasions Catering. All Occasions Catering and Banquet Facility on Waldo, Delaware Road in Waldo. And it's an evening where you can have dinner and talk with and hear speeches by former presidents. It's $35 for general seating. The VIP seating is already sold out, but there are still tickets for general seating. And speaking presidents are going to be James Buchanan, Andrew Johnson, Chester A. Arthur, and Theodore Roosevelt. Non-speaking presidents, George Washington, James Madison, Martin Van Buren, Ulysses S. Grant, Benjamin Harrison, Warren G. Harding, and Mary, or also will be seating there is First Lady Taft, Helen Louise Taft, and First Lady Eisenhower, Mary Geneva Eisenhower. So that's the lineup. Now, the Master of Ceremonies is Colonel Edmund W. Starling, who is a White House Secret Service agent from 1914 to 1943. And a special guest speaker will be none other than Marion's own Mary Ellen Withrow. And she will be the only actual person playing herself. All the other people are, you know, people playing the presidents, but Mary Ellen will be there playing herself. So tickets are still available there. You can get them at Heritage Hall, 169 East Church Street. And they are on sale until Thursday, October 18th. But if you do have an interest, I would suggest you get yours before then, because they will probably be sold out before that date. So that's what's happening, Marion. So there's plenty of stuff going on this weekend and this next week. So it's going to be hot next week. It's going to be very, very hot next week. As a matter of fact, it's kind of warming up this weekend. But if you have a chance to get out and do anything like that, I would certainly suggest you do that. Also, too, just a reminder that we do still have the Cardinals downtown. So when you're out going to the Popcorn Festival or you're at the downtown farmers market, you can kind of wander around a little bit and take in some of the Cardinal statues if you haven't done that yet. Also, too, I would encourage you to get away from it all and spend a little time with nature. We've got 5 parks in Marion County here. And, of course, the most developed one is the Marion Tall Grass. And, you know, the thing about Marion Tall Grass, when I went out there, it's not just a walking path or a bike path. It's not just a get back to nature. But they also had some other points of interest. They had signs along the way that were telling you about some of the things you would see. Like, for instance, they have a sign there for some of the birds that you can see there, like the cranes, and giving information about that. They had a sign with information about the mammoth bones that had been discovered years ago. And then there was a sign that gave a lot of the history of the specific railroad that this path is on, because it's an old railroad bed that they pulled up the tracks and they put the path on there. So they gave you a lot of information about that. Plus, they had it right there, a concrete telephone booth. Now, I had never ever seen, I didn't even know they existed. I mean, I remember the old telephone booths. I'm certainly old enough that I remember telephone booths. They'd have them all around the town. I grew up in Columbus, And, you know, it was like there'd be a telephone booth on every street corner. This was long before there were cell phones. You know, you carried your phone with you. Well, there were phones everywhere. Anytime you needed to make a phone call, you could just go to a payphone. And if it wasn't in a booth, like a telephone booth, you could go to a gas station and they'd have, you know, payphones on the wall there. And as a matter of fact, when I was a teenager, we always carried dimes in our pocket. If we had to call home, you know, we for 10 cents you could get stop at a payphone and call home. Now I also remember when payphones were still there, but then they got expensive. They raised them, and then it cost a quarter instead of a dime. Yeah, and talk about inflation. But gone are the days of payphones and telephone booths. But anyhow, so you can see it at Marion Tallgrass Trail, a concrete telephone booth. And they got a sign there that tells you all about it. So there's certainly a lot of things to do here in Marion. So my phone number again is 419-210-0267. And that is so you can leave me a recorded message if your group is putting on an event, and I'll get your event mentioned here. So how did you folks do, that those of you that were doing the Marion Amazing Treasures? Did you go to all the spots on there? Did you go to some of the spots on there? You can give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You can give me a call and tell me about your experiences. I got to all the stops but three. I got to all the things that you could go anytime and see. And I didn't make it to three of the museums, but I plan to do that here in the next few weeks. Go ahead and still catch those museums. But if you did go to some of the things there, give me a call, 740-383-9944. What was your favorite place? What did you like going to? What was of interest that you know you're going to go back? Or were you glad you saw and found out something? So give me a call, let me know. My favorite place was probably Marion Union Station. I had never been to Marion Union Station, and I was really fascinated with the things that they had there. I also would have to say that a second favorite of mine was going to Lawrence Orchards. They have an incredible number of jams and jellies there, and the people are really nice. So I was really impressed there. I haven't made it to Heritage Hall, but I will get there later on. And let's see, where else did I go? I did one of the stops is the Huber Machinery Museum. And we did go inside and we did take the tour at the Huber Machinery Museum. And if you don't know much about Huber, I put him in a class with Thomas Edison. Obviously, he's not as famous as Thomas Edison, but I put him in that class with Thomas Edison. I mean, the guy was just, he was an inventor, he was a problem solver, he was, you wanted to, you know, make the work easier, farming, and, you know, he was coming up with ways, you know, farm equipment. He had come up with ways of doing things with heavy machinery, and he just was one of those guys that, like I said, was a problem solver and inventor. So it was really kind of interesting. Again, I would put him in the same class with Thomas Edison. Obviously, he's not nearly as famous, but, you know, some of the equipment that they built was just fantastic. I mean, you know, earth moving equipment. He was involved with the, or his company was involved with the equipment that the crawlers that transported the Saturn rockets for the Apollo flights. I mean, that's some huge equipment. You know, the steam shovels and earth-moving equipment that was used on the Panama Canal. Just really some crazy stuff. And that was right here in Marion, Ohio. So I found that to be rather interesting. So there's a lot of history here in Marion. There's a lot of neat things going on. I'm going to put in my plug for the Marion Amazing Treasures. The biggest disappointment, either it's going to be the biggest disappointment or the biggest deal about nothing, or the biggest ado about nothing. And that is at the Marion Cemetery, the Merchant Ball. Supposedly this thing moves. It rotates. It revolves. I didn't see that. As a matter of fact, it seemed to be pretty firmly cemented in place. And now it supposedly, I guess it used to revolve or whatever, and it made it into Ripley's, believe it or not. I don't know if anybody knows more about that than I do. Give me a call, 740-383-9944, and fill me in. Because I went there and studied that thing and looked at that thing and tried to figure out why it was a big deal, and I didn't see anything or couldn't come up with anything. So I'm not sure how the legend of the Merchant Ball came about and survives today, but I didn't really see anything like that. So not to be critical of things, but I'm just telling you what my experience was. The other thing I found kind of interesting was at the Harding Memorial, because what they have there at the Harding Memorial is they have displayed some of the aerial pictures and pictures from the time that the Harding Memorial was built. And that was kind of fascinating, because if you look at the pictures and you get a really feel for the surrounding areas at that time, because, you know, an aerial picture, yeah, it's got the memorial, but it also shows some of that surrounding area. So that's kind of an interesting little thing too. And my hat's off to the people who take care of the Harding Memorial. I mean, they got the flowers there are nice, the grass is immaculate, you know, the trees are pretty, so it's well taken care of. There's not a whole lot to see. I mean, it's just a big memorial, and then you get to go up to it and look in there, and you know, there's, you know, two big granite boxes, and that's it. But there is a lot of historical information about Harding, you know, lower on the grounds, away from the part of the memorial, but it's away from the memorial itself. There's a lot of very good historical information, and it really tells a lot more of the story about Harding and that type of thing. So there's good history information, so I would recommend seeing that. And if you ever do go to the cemetery to track down that Merchant Ball, you'll probably be disappointed too. But if you go ahead and take the time to drive around the cemetery, you'll actually find a lot of interesting things in the cemetery besides the Merchant Ball. You make your trip worthwhile by spending time in the cemetery and driving around and seeing a lot of the different places. They've got some memorials set up to various veterans. Those are definitely worth seeing. There are some very, very interesting tombstones. So if you, you know, are disappointed from the Merchant Ball like I was, there are some very, very interesting tombstones. Some interesting dates when you start looking at some of these things. I've always been fascinated by that type of thing. Some of the dates on some of these tombstones. There's a lot of people that were, you know, that lived to be well into their 90s. There's some interesting sayings on some tombstones. You know, we've gotten away from that. That was really popular in the 1800s to have a saying put on your tombstone. A lot of people had Bible verses put on there. They had, you know, kind of words of wisdom. They had tongue-in-cheek sayings. And it's interesting because when you look at the modern ones, you rarely see that. For some reason, I don't know why that's fallen out of popularity. I know Scott has said what he was going to have. I think he had a conversation one time with some people about what, you know, sayings on tombstones and what you're going to have put on yours. And I never really thought about it until recently and seeing some of the things in the cemetery. And so I don't know what I'm going to have put on mine. I don't know. I may not even have one. But it's something to think about. So anyway, if you've got the time, walk around Marion Cemetery there. It's a huge place, and actually what you can do is you can drive around it and get out at certain places and walk. There's a big memorial marker there. It's got a big stag on it, you know, reindeer, regular deer, stag, whatever you want to call it, that's on one of those tombstones. And so that's kind of interesting, and some other ones. So, and you know, when you're looking for the Merchant Ball, you can be misled because there is a very similar one there. There's a very similar one to the Merchant Ball there, but it's a totally different family and has different names, but the setup is almost identical. So I don't know who borrowed the idea from who, but there's another one there that's very similar. So interesting things going on at the cemetery. I didn't bother looking for the famous gypsy that was buried there. I didn't actually think of it at the time. I'll have to get together with Scott on that one. But anyway, so that's what's going on in Marion. That's just some of my travels around and experiences. Again, if you have an event coming up, give me a call, 419-210-0267. I'm doing my best. Try to keep you informed on what's happening in Marion. I appreciate you folks listening. You're always welcome to call 740-383-9944. You're welcome to call in these closing minutes when I have time to talk. And you can call actually during when I'm, you know, giving a listing of events. We would love to hear from you. So, you know, don't be shy just because I'm going through the events that are going on. I'll take calls at any time, especially if you know of something going on like that particular weekend, this particular weekend. Call me up because we'll get it put on the air. Because, you know, the one thing that I've learned doing this is there is no good way to know everything that's going on. So that's what I'm trying to do for you. Because there isn't a Marion bulletin board downtown that lists everything going on. There's not even a Marion bulletin board on website on the internet to tell you everything that's going on. So we just have to kind of help each other with those kind of things. So again, as 419-210-0267 if you want to leave me a message. Getting down to the last couple minutes here, so I encourage you to stick around. The next hour is going to be the Exchange Club with Scott and Matt and myself. I have no idea what we're going to be talking about today. I do know that we have a top 10 list. And I could tell you what it was if I wanted to, because it's sitting here, it's on the computer, and I can read it. And I could, you know, I could take all the drama out and let the cat out of the bag and tell you what the top 10 list is, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be a spoiler. I guess we got root beers and chicken sandwiches delivered out to us today. I don't know. I haven't checked on it yet, but that's what I'm, there's a commotion going on in the front porch of the studio, so I'm guessing the stuff got delivered. So maybe during the break we'll be eating chicken sandwiches and drinking root beer. I don't know. So stick around. We'll be on for the next hour tonight. It's going to be Scott and Matt and Carrington. And it's kind of up in the air about Sean, but regardless, it'll be a good show tonight. So, and then Monday being Labor Day, the station will be closed, but they do have recorded shows for Monday morning with new material. Scott was in here in the studio last night with Matt and Carrington, and they recorded some stuff. I know there was a musician here, so that'll be interesting on Monday morning. So stay tuned. Don't go away. It's been a pleasure meeting with you for this, and I hope you have a chance to take part in some of the events and activities going on in Marion, because gosh knows we certainly have a lot going on. So thank you. This is Pastor Craig, and I'll be seeing you in a few
minutes. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary